For our public reading of God's Word this morning, before our morning services, turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading from verses 40 to verse 52. Thus, we'll be completing the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So here we see that the Lord Jesus, as God became a man through the incarnation, through the virgin birth of Mary, Jesus grew like any other person, like ourselves. He grew and waxed strong in spirit. He grew physically. He grew mentally. He grew psychologically. And he grew in his understanding of the things around him, like any one of us would. Filled with wisdom and the grace of God, God the Father, was upon him. Now his parents, that would be his stepfather Joseph and his mother Mary, and his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. So here's a little snapshot of the life of Jesus when he was an adolescent. He's 12 years old, and at the age of 13, all Jewish boys would go through a special ceremony called the Bar Mitzvah, where they would become, these boys would go from boyhood to manhood, and thus become a full-fledged male member of that society. And so Jesus apparently is 12, and more likely what they're doing here is going to the place where he would be eventually bar mitzvahed, and maybe they're showing him some of the things that he's going to do during that special ceremony at that time when he turns 13. Well, the feast is done. Mary and Joseph pack their bags, assuming all is well, and they head back home to Nazareth. Unbeknownst to them, Jesus decides to stay behind. And let's see what happens. Verses 44, and they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. Well, what happened was Mary and Joseph kind of assumed that maybe Jesus decided to stay with another relative. It says here, kinsfolk and acquaintances, versus being in the caravan with Mary and Joseph. They thought Jesus decided to hook up with maybe another family member, maybe an uncle or an aunt on Mary or Joseph's side, for instance. Or maybe a very close acquaintance, maybe a neighbor. And what happens is they find that he's not there. Verse 45. And they went and found him not, and turned back again to Jerusalem to seek him. Well, when all else fails, they go back to Jerusalem where they left to go home, and now the great hunt is on. Where is the young child Jesus? Where is he? Jerusalem was a big city, a huge city at that time. We're also told that the feast was over. That meant that there was probably a million people in that surrounding area and in the city, now packing their bags and now going home. And so there was a lot of movement. There was a lot of people. There was thick crowds of people. Where in the world do you go to find a lost child? Came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. 3 days and three nights. That's a long time for a mother and a father to be very concerned about their child. Sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. So notice Jesus is the center of attention there in the temple. Can you picture all these old men in their traditional rabbinical robes? Their robes basically showing off their status, if you will, their level of education. Just like when you go to a college graduation or a high school graduation, when everybody is in cap and gown. If you notice the gowns on the teachers, they have those stripes on their sleeves. Well, that does denote something. It denotes a certain accomplishment, a certain degree of knowledge. Well, these guys were the same way. So Jesus is in the midst of all these Bible doctors, these Bible teachers, if you will. In verses 47, and they all heard him and were astonished at his understanding and answers. So here's Jesus, the man Jesus, the God-man, if you will, God in the flesh, causing great consternation and great bewilderment and astonishment with these leaders. They just can't handle the knowledge that he has and the very sharp and directed answers to their questions given to him. Verse 48, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. So here we have an exasperated mother, like any other mother, or even a daddy, who finds a lost child, you know, who wandered away from mom and dad and got lost in the crowd, if you will. There's a lot of concern here. Probably there's some hurt and pain, frustration on the part of Mary. But notice Jesus' answer. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? Well, beloved, Joseph, who was his stepfather, was a carpenter. He was a handyman. Well, Jesus here was not, you know, nails to wood or putting plaster on walls or painting a ceiling. He was dealing with the Bible itself, answering biblical questions and issues. So who's the father that's being spoken of in verse 49 when he says, I must be about my father's business? It sure wasn't Joseph. It was his heavenly father. So even at this young age, there was a self-awareness and a self-consciousness on the part of Jesus of his godhood and of his mission when he came to earth to be the savior of the world. Verse 50, and they understood not the saying which he had spoken unto them. So here Mary and Joseph, they kind of feel like they've been left out of the loop. They really don't know. They really can't. They haven't comprehended fully the words of their son on this occasion. But then we find a snapshot of what's called the missing years of Jesus. What did Jesus do from the age of 12 to the age of roughly 30? When he made his public debut to Israel? And there's a lot of speculation of where was Jesus and what did he do. And some of that speculation is simply crazy, simply far out stupidity. But what does our Bible tell us about these so-called missing years? Were they really missing? No, they weren't. And he went down with them, came to Nazareth. So he didn't leave Judea. He stayed in Nazareth. He didn't go to Japan or China or India. He didn't go to Africa, okay, to seek out some mystic guru to be his teacher. And was subject unto them. So he was a good son under the authority of Mary and Joseph. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And what does the Bible say? And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And so, my dear friends, if you look at verses 40 of where I began talking about Jesus and the child Jesus, this is verse 40, waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Okay. And then you read in verse 52, at the end of this chapter, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And so, verses 51 and 52 give us what we need to know about those years between the age of 12 and 30 when Jesus was living in Nazareth in subjection to his parents, his stepfather Joseph and his mother Mary. Okay, and he ended up becoming a carpenter just like his stepdad. All Jewish fathers had a responsibility to teach their son a trade, to provide for their home. And then it simply says Jesus increased in wisdom and in physical stature and in favor with God and man. That's what Jesus was, and that's what Jesus did during those so-called missing years. Well, may God choose to bless his word.